So you have in the Tosfos, you have three possibilities. One possibility is that what? You have to fill it up.
Right.
That's Rashi. The other possibility is that you have to make it extremely strong. Correct?
It's Rashi's Havamina, right? It's not actually Rashi.
That's Rashi's Havamina. That's the way it should be. But the Torah was Miyata Bishmiros. And then there's another possibility that it has to be extremely strong.
Which is
Tosfos. Which is Tosfos. And the Miyata Bishmirasa is that it could be a Shmira which is effective.
Right. Not everyone agrees at the end of the day, right?
What's that?
Is there Maskana Machlokas?
No, Rashi holds that it has to be, that really you should fill it up. But Miyata Bishmirasa is that it could be extra strong, even if it's extra strong. And Tosfos holds that really it should have been extra strong. But Miyata Bishmirasa is the fact that you can do it in a shmir p'chusa, what they call a shmir p'chusa, which means an effective shmir and bar. Okay, so let's try to simply define it. It's like this, that if you say you need to fill it up, so this chayvus of bar is noveya from the iser kora, b'rishus harabim. Because the Issur Korah makes him the Balabar, and Balabar Yishalim. If you say that it's because of the you need the Shmir Mula Biyoser, so then the Machayev is the deterioration of the Rishus HaRabim vis-a-vis Hezek. So if it's Ma'ula B'Yoser and you made it into just a functional Shmira, so you're downgrading it from the Machayev, which is vis-a-vis Hezek, it was really a Shmira Ma'ula B'Yoser. It was extra strong. So that makes the fact that you deteriorated the Bor, the Rosh Hashanah, vis-a-vis Hezek, is the Machayev. That makes him the Balabor. And the third way is that there's no third position really. It's either one or the Torah.
Maskana.
Maskana is Plusa. So the Torah says that Miyata Bishmirasa. That you're still the Balabor, but the Eschaivus is removed as long as vis-a-vis mazik, functionally, it's not a mazik anymore. That's the way we have to define the Tosfos.
That's interesting. So according to...
Yes, so by age, the Torah was mamayit also. Because Adavid, unless he does like Pshia. So that means that the age, the machayef for age is not the chesaron shmira. It's more than that. It has to be not only chesaron shmira, but it has to be b'derech pshia. Okay. And what's the next one? And shein v'regel. Why? Regel v'chsev v'shilach. Adavid came v'shilach. What does Rashi say?
On
Yesh. One second. Okay. So the so in other words it's Pshia, same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pshia, okay. King ain't Shiachwan with him to be a dime, clone of Pshia. Okay, so the Torah is Mamayat and the Shmira, and it says it's not the Chasar and Shmira that's the Machayev. But you need with the chasar and shmira the pshia of the bialim, the derech pshia. Okay, yeah. In other words, according to the Megiz, what it means is that really the Torah should be machayev you for a case of ruach she'ena metzuya. Why? I would say because fire is a type of a thing, like mentioned, that you really, Ruach Metzuyah is not enough. Ruach Metzuyah is considered pasher, vis-a-vis fire. Of course, it's an active, dangerous element.
Not an old mazik.
It's not an old mazik. That's right. And shame for regular animals. Since they're live and they're subject to doing various actions, so therefore the Torah should really say Ruach Shenemetzer. So the fact that the Torah says Ruach Metzuyah, so it means that Ruach Metzuyah Pater, because Ruach Metzuyah Pater, because you're not chayiv unless it's Pshia. That's the Nimuk Yeshu says. That's
so, it's in the Havamina.
Okay, that's good. So in other words, really we should say vis-a-vis Eish and Shein Varego, they should you should protect it with a shmira that's Ruach Sheinimitzu.
Right.
Because of the nature of the thing, the nature of fire is a volatile entity. And it's energy, and the nature of the behemoth is that it's alive. Right. So really, you should have prepared yourself for Ruach Sheheinu Metzuyah. And the fact that the Torah says you only need Ruach Metzuyah, you see, the Torah is only mechayev you if she is involved. That's in the Nimuk Yosef. So that's the Nimuk Yosef, that really, like a substance like fire, you should really protect it from Ruach Sheheinu Metzuyah. And why? Because it's volatile, it's energy, it's dangerous, and if you don't protect it on the level of Ruach Sheheinu Metzuyah, it's bound to get out. So when the person protects it on the level of Ruach Metzuyah, so he's like hoping for the best. That's like wishful thinking. So therefore, it's a what? It's game pshia. And the same thing with a live animal, because a live animal is self-propelling and it's capable of doing various different activities. So therefore, if you want to give it a shmira, it should be even Ruach Sheheinu Metzuyah. So the Torah was memayit in the shmira. So why was the Torah memayit in the shmira? So the answer is, and this is the basic answer that we have in the sugya all along from Tesvav and Aleph, that the whole problem with these mazikim is that you have to compromise between the rights of the people to have these things, and it's like a takonas hashchenim in a sense, I mean, and also in the danger of living with it. So the Torah really says that the fire, you need fire, so the Torah didn't want to restrict the individual completely and make it too difficult for him, so the Torah was memayit in the shmira.
Right.
And the same thing with the shein v'rego, because you need it's a society where you need to have these animals, so therefore the Torah was memayit, made it easier for the person that owns it. Okay?
Yeah,
that's what you have to say. In all the sugyas we're learning that way, that the question is the Torah is faced with the problem of the right of ownership of the person, and at the same time the right of security of the other people, the other citizens. So the Torah has to create a system, a workable system. So miyata bishmarasa means really, if you want to look at the Shuras Adin, he should have been chayev in terms of protection with a Ruach Sheheinu Metzuyah. But the Torah was memayit because it would be impractical. So a pater. And it said Shmira Sheyachol Lamos Ruach Sheheinu Metzuyah. Ruach Metzuyah is enough. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, by Bor, we don't know why the Torah was memayit in the Shmira. We just know the fact. But we don't know why the Torah is memayit in the Shmira. But by Shein V'Regel and Eish, we do. Okay. So halachically, what it means is that Shuras Adin, really, the guy who owns the Eish, should really have to watch him for Ruach Sheheinu Metzuyah. But the Torah gave, and that would, and then it would be really the Shuras Adin. But the Torah gave this chusim to the person, to the Bala Eish, and took away from the chusim of the Nizik. So that's halacha. That's a halachic phenomenon. It reduced the chusim of the Nizik. So Rashi says Ubarcha, that the case of Talad Dvarim also some part of Medina Avachayv Din Shemayim, and one of them is a paris get of Yotza Beim Ubarcha. So why does Rashi say Ubarcha? So the answer is because certainly you're potter if it's Mazik, because it's not your mama and a Mazik, but you're a direct goring in terms of the loss of the Behemah itself. And even on the loss of the Bahamian part, that's Rashi. Okay.
That is what I'm saying. So, what about in the case of on the damage of the animal? Would you be chayav din shemayim?
So, according to Rashi, the coastal ruah has to come down. But since it's standing, it'll protect the animal from getting out. But it must. It's really a liability because it's going to fall. It's going to be harmful to people, so you must take talamistica. So therefore it has no value intrinsically, but still, insofar as the grum is concerned, if the animal was penned in and wouldn't try to attack like Sonos, it wouldn't try to attack the wall, so therefore he's a grumma with regard to Nezikin. And grumma ben Nezikin is chayav b'din shemayim. That's what Rashi knows.
The Nishmaim is because of the loss of the animal.